Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. My pleasure as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Pat Weber is here too, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad she's here. I'm glad she's back. And she is one of the world's top experts on selling, on salesmanship, and she's America's number one sales coach for introverts, which is no small feat. She's our good friend, Pat Weber. Welcome back to the show.
Good to be here this morning.
Sales coach for introverts.
Yes, I just love that.
Well, you know, and of course, you're probably, you know, when someone thinks about that, they would say, well, wait a minute, isn't that like a contradiction in terms? How can you be an introvert and be interested in selling? Well, there are plenty of people who are professionals who wanted to become a dentist or an architect or an accountant or whatever. That wasn't their first goal, wasn't to sell. And then they got their degree and all of a sudden they realized, hey, I got to sell this stuff.
That's truly it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mostly independent professionals who go out in some kind of thing like accounting or financial planning. They go out on their own and then they realize it's not really to do with what I know about this. How am I going to help people buy from me is what they have to end up thinking about, and then they don't know how to do that.
You know, another group, Pat, is bankers.
Yeah, actually.
I remember back in the 80s, bankers realized that they had to develop what they called it a sales culture.
Yes.
They realized they had to do that, and I made a living for a long time back in the 80s and early 90s teaching bankers how to sell. They thought all they had to do was sit in their panel wall offices and wait on people to come in there. They didn't have to really compete and go out and call on people. And all of a sudden they realized, wait a minute, you know, why aren't people aren't coming in here? We better go out and sell these people.
I had that same experience with the power company in my state because I think it was in the early 90s when the federal government broke up that, you know, you don't have to as a power organization just give power
right
to your state.
That's when they created the private markets for electricity.
That's right. And then they also this is how silly I was thinking about it. I thought the gas companies were their only competition, but that when that happened, then they realized they had competition, and all these engineer type thinking people were in for this different, you know, program in their life. They had to learn really how to market and how to sell. And for some of them, it was very uncomfortable. It was a really big stretch out of their comfort zone. Some of them did really fabulously, but others of them bailed out. And you know, at that time, I really hadn't figured out that I really was selling a lot differently than most extrovert people. And I kind of wished I could go back in time sometimes and redo it, because I would have refocused what their strengths were on just as I knew what my strengths were on. But silly me, I took typical extroverted sales training and turned it into something that they could work for. We lost only a few of them, though. I shouldn't make it sound that bad.
Yeah.
Only a few of them really felt, in particular, like this networking thing, which makes me gag. That is not fun. It's not fun. That is an oxymoron, fun networking.
You don't like networking?
Oh, no. I go around and hang around on the outside. You know, I was just at a business networking event here, Jim, and I think you can appreciate this, but I think most people approach networking like they're supposed to be selling something.
Right.
You don't even know me. Don't start selling me
right
in a our event. And there were like five of us standing around. Two women had just opened up some kind of paper storage on computer for a target market that was on their business cards, but not in their language.
Right.
And they immediately started telling me how they could help me get all of my financial records, all of my medical records. I'm not even a doctor. Over onto storage facilities instead of having people come in and pick up my paper like that. And I said, I don't think I'm your target customer. Oh, really?
I bet they didn't really even know what you were talking about when you said that to them.
No, they didn't. That was, you're so right. Because I said, well, let me have your business card. And right on their business card, it says record storage for medical record archives.
Now, they didn't know. They didn't even ask you. Yeah.
But that's why I'm not a big networker because.
Well, here's the thing, though. See, folks, unless, everybody should just take a deep breath and think about this for a second. Networking is to meet people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's not to meet customers. It's to meet people. Networking is not to sell. It's to introduce yourself and have other people introduce you to them. And then later on in the dark, in the quiet of your office, you look through the cards and you say, okay, this is a person who's my target market. What can I do to help them? This is a person who isn't my target market. I'll never do business with them in my life. What can I do to help him?
Well, that's almost what I did in that moment in time because another person was walking in and I saw her and I know her and it clicked in my mind, oh my goodness, she's one of those billing record services to doctors.
Right.
So here I am talking with, even though they didn't realize, they had a target market of medical records, and I knew the other woman who was doing billing for physicians and dentists, and she was heading over to me, and I said, oh, you, Tanya, you have got to meet these couple of women here because they do medical records, copies, and services. You all are calling on the same people for different reasons.
Right.
Wow. So they said, really? Well, you want to hear something, Jim? This was just too funny. I don't think they listened to a word I said.
Wow.
Because they started selling to my friend, Tanya.
Each other.
Now, what is that all about? That's a typical networking.
But the thing is, though, they're the kind of people that give networking a bad name, and that's not that we shouldn't throw the baby out with the bathwater, though. Pat and I are going to continue this conversation right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and that's where we can find all the stuff that we do here on the show, the articles, the archives. You can please subscribe to my free newsletter. When you get there, it's easy to do. We'll send you a newsletter every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. You can check out our blog. Lots and lots of good stuff there to help you with your small business. And also our knowledge base, which is askjim.biz. That's where you can get small business answers right now. And all of that's free thanks to our corporate partners. Pat Weber is all over our website. She's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Pat, give us your website, please.
ProStrategies.com. ProStrategies.com.
Just like mine. Hasn't changed in all these years.
Actually, I do have another landing page. Introverts can succeed at sales.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
Who else would have that?
Introverts, only you would do that, Pat. Introverts can succeed at sales.com.
Right.
That's got to be the longest URL on the planet, Pat. That's going to be like in the Guinness Book of World Records.
So now
you do teleseminars, don't you?
Yes. Actually, I'm doing one for a credit union tomorrow. And I was so glad to get your newsletter yesterday because I wanted some current information from them having been out of management for a while and actually training a lot of managers, I love reading management books. So the Carrot Principle is an awesome
book. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It looks like an awesome book.
Chester Elton and his co-author. That's an outstanding book, yeah. That's the book that we include in the newsletter, folks. We always, not always, but probably 3 out of 4 weeks,
yeah,
we have a book review of some kind.
Yeah, I've seen that, yeah. And actually, there was another survey in 2005 that I brought into management training on the teleclasses and in person, that they actually proved that money was definitely not a big motivator for employees. That I think it was something like 65% of the people who were given money as a reward for their work couldn't remember what they spent it on.
Or they still quit. No, Pat, that's a perennial thing. That's a classic thing.
Exactly.
I've been reading those surveys for over 30 years, and everyone I've ever seen, money was down the list on what was important to employees.
That's right. It's right in line with the Carrot Principle. I mean, I haven't read the book because I just read about it in your newsletter, but
it's true. Pat, you were talking. I want to come back to the networking.
Oh, the
zealous.
Networking.
You've heard of Bridezilla and Godzilla and all that. You know the Bridezilla story about the bride who made everybody so crazy and was the opposite of what a bride should be. These guys were networking zealous.
Yeah,
right?
They gave
networking a bad name. These are the people who didn't seem to get it. You tried to introduce them to someone who they could share leads, and instead those guys started selling them. These obviously are people who they must have just gotten this job.
No. They've been in their business for 4 or 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's what's sad. And I meet so many people like that. It's like you just don't want to go into your spiel at a networking event. I don't know where people are finding this particular model, which doesn't work, but they go to networking events thinking about selling instead of, like what you said, just meeting people, because you don't yet know that much about the people you meet to know, are they going to be somebody you can help? Are they going to be somebody you can connect somebody else with? Are they going to be somebody who is a prospect? Are they going to be a connector for you? You don't know that yet, and that's just not the appropriate
thing. Well, I'm gonna give somebody, this is a real bucket of cold water for some folks, and they'll think I've lost my mind.
Uh-oh.
But ladies and gentlemen, if you go to a networking event, if somebody actually tries to buy something from you, don't sell it to them.
I know.
Tell them, you know what, John, I want you to know I'm so happy that you're interested in what I have. Can I come by to see you tomorrow and we'll wrap this up?
Right.
Don't sell them anything. I mean, this networking is not about selling. It's about meeting people and finding out what you can do to help them. And if everybody has that attitude, then we all get better. We all become more successful.
Right.
The kind of people you're talking about. You know, have you seen the commercial where it's like I guess it's a MasterCard commercial, and everything's working perfectly as long as everybody uses a MasterCard or a credit card.
Uh-huh.
And then somebody tries to give cash, and the whole system stops.
Right. Exactly.
Well, when you go to a networking event, you try to sell. That's what you're doing.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. It does stop. Unbelievable.
30 seconds, Pat. Last thoughts.
Well, go out and sell with style and network with class. How about that?
Say that again.
Sell with style. I don't know where that came from. Sell with style and network with class.
Well, you're a genius, Pat. I mean, these pearls pop out of your head all the time. What do you think we have you on the show for?
I don't know. I just get all these pearls stringing
in. It's because of all your genius. Hey, Pat, give us that website again, the short one.
Yes, it's prostrategies.com.
Prostrategies.com, ladies and gentlemen. Pat Weber is our good friend. Pat, thanks again. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Right back after these messages with two of our top branding experts, Jane Cameron, Dr. Jane Cameron, and Dr. Gene Wilcox. Stay with us.
Just as long as you stand by me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.